This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing. What are we seeing here on today for the grain market specifically, especially with those huge surges in prices we've seen?
Yeah, the soybean market today is trading 33 cents higher right now. March trading at 14.24 and a half. And soybeans just having some room to run higher. A couple things going on here. There were rumors yesterday that China had bought corn and beans is having some spillover into today's market. And also the funds have been big buyers as their hedge against inflation. And then also we had some technical buying occur because prices were able to get above some short-term resistance areas on the chart. So the March contract is getting closer to the highs that it had from back in May, right before summer. So getting up near a resistance area for it, but again, the closing above the $14 mark today would be kind of a big deal. Corn today up 2 cents, so just gingerly following along. Corn doesn't really have any additional fresh news in and of itself, but also kind of in a little bit of a trading range where 617 is going to be resistance on the March contract, and probably the 595 area is support. So it'll be really curious to see how we go into the weekend tomorrow, if we see a little bit of profit taking or not. Wheat today trading just pretty quiet, down a penny. It is raining in the drier parts of South America that have needed rain. So the question, though, does remain, is the rain too little too late, or is it going to be something that's beneficial to the crop? So those are things that the market is keeping an eye on probably in the next couple weeks.
Right, and something else with the grain markets, we still have that situation with Russia and Ukraine going on. What effects are we going to see from that on the markets?
Well, great question. So sometimes when we have those big conflicts like that, sometimes that'll spook the market and prices work lower. Right now, though, the thought is that if Russia and Ukraine are too busy having interactions with each other, that maybe they're not going to be able to be exporting grain. So they, of course, are primary exporters of wheat. So maybe the hope is that the United States then would get some wheat export business because they're going to be busy fighting each other. So that's something to be watching. And, of course, with the other portion of wheat is the global weather conditions. You know, we still are suffering a tremendous drought here in the United States. The Kansas crop for the winter wheat is rated 25% poor to very poor. And after that dust storm that we had, you know, there's people who are really wondering, can the wheat actually survive what some call being essentially electrocuted with all the static energy that was in the air from the dust storm? So a market that still is in turmoil, and the big picture still here in the United States and with Canada is that we have 9 grain and oilseed commodities that have tight ending stocks, and so they all need to have acres planted and good crops growing in the United States and for Canada this spring and summer. So lots of things to be watching right now. The value of the dollar, of course, so important. If that dollar starts to work lower, that should be beneficial for U.S. exports. So we're watching multiple things, outside markets, the fund money, the value of the dollar, and weather in South America. So stay on your toes. It's going to continue to be a wild ride here over the next few weeks.
All right, and something else with the grains on the soybean side. We've got rumors of China potentially making some good faith purchases of new crop soybeans. What do we have going on, I guess, on that end of things? And what would that mean to get them back into the market?
Yeah, so I saw that. So the talk was that they had bought like 1.7 million tons of beans and 1.3 million metric tons of corn. So two thoughts here. I mean, that's great news, yes, but those purchases just help us keep plugging away with where U.S. exports should be based on USDA projections. Those are not numbers that take us above and beyond those projections. So it keeps us chugging along in pace with where we're supposed to be. I think it is nice that China says that they're going to do it as good faith for the trade agreements. That's important, but also I think there's a factor of it's not a perfect crop in South America, so they can't just rely on South America to fulfill their needs. I think they're circling back to us because they know, hey, things could really blow up this spring and summer if the weather in South America ends up not being good and they have a poor crop, and then if we have a poor crop here too, I think China's just hedging their bets, but also it saves face, and that's very important in that Chinese culture to have that good appearance.
All right, and then we'll transition to the livestock market. What do we have going on that side today?
So quieter day today. Fat cattle down about 50 to 60 points. Feeders down 60 to 80. To me, it feels more like position squaring ahead of the cattle on feed report coming up tomorrow. Hog market's trading a little bit higher, 60 to a buck higher right now. I'm really interested in the hog market. I think both cattle and hogs have a friendlier slant to them just because we have lower numbers of head on feed between hogs and cattle, and demand continues to be strong in the bigger picture. With the hog market, we're continuing to watch and monitor the PRRS virus that has, again, surfaced here in the Midwest. So we're eager to hear how the hog producers are able to combat that issue and ultimately what that means for production. But again, demand is actually strong. It's strong from an export perspective, so the cattle and hog complex, in my opinion, still have a friendlier tilt to them.
All right, and we'll finish up here. So how can producers get in touch with you?
Yeah, feel free to give me a call at 800-334-9779, or you can send me an email, naomi@totalfarmmarketing.com.
That again was Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing. We'll have the numbers next.
Welcome to January and 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts and driving conditions along the complete route you plan to take. Allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Be prepared with a winter survival kit in your car. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. And check road conditions across Iowa by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, we see March corn up 2 3/4 at 6.13 1/4. December corn up 0.75 cents at 5.65 1/2. May soybeans up 34 even at 14.34 3/4. November soybeans up 19 1/4 at 13.24 even. May soybean meal up 5.70 at 401.60. And May soybean oil up $1.77 at $62.50. On the Merc, February live cattle down 47.5 cents at 138.05 cents. Feeder cattle for April down 85 cents at 169.20. February lean hogs up 62.5 cents at 82.92. February pork cutout up 17.5 cents at 93.50. And Class 3 milk for February down 42 cents at $20.89. Thanks again to Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing for joining us today. Those were your midday markets. I'm Riley Smith. Make sure you stay tuned later on for the closing markets. Brent Barnett will be talking with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.